Titans and the Jets Sunday at 3:05 Central Time at LP Field. Mike Munchak, challenge for your offensive line against a big, big front seven. What do you have to do well against the Jets?
Just not making a lot of mistakes. This group is played physical. They give you a lot of different looks. For a second down, not a lot of pressure, but just real physical, take up a lot of space, smart football players. We just got to just take what they give us. There'll be chances for plays in that game on first, second down. We're going to be able to do that and quit hurting ourselves at penalties.
And then when they get you into situations where it's third and long or obvious passing situations, they bring personnel that can really bring the heat, don't they?
Yeah, they do. This is one of those teams really don't want to have a lot of long down situations where they feel they could take a lot of risks. You want to keep them in that third and five, third and four, where they have to be concerned themselves with Jake getting out of the pocket or the ball coming out quick and discourage some of the things they like to do. But, this type of game it's going to be. And we played them last year, got a little taste of what they like to do, so that's fresh in our minds. So it's going to be a great game on Sunday afternoon.
Improving third down overall a priority for the Titans this week?
On defense, I think we've actually done a really good job on third down. I think we're in the top 10 now, to the number 8th ranked as far as getting off the field. I think we have to concentrate ourselves on starting the game quickly on defense, having success early. And then when you have a young quarterback, you have to find a way to make him make throws that he throws it to us, and we get some points or some field position this game. But again, he played great last weekend for them, so he's getting better and better every weekend.
What impresses you the most about Geno Smith?
Just that, they trust him to throw the ball deep. He's been making a lot of deep throws. Last week they made a couple big ones. He's very mobile, so you have to be careful with your rush lanes. So he can hurt you in a lot of ways. And they do everything. They do the unbalanced. They're doing no huddle. They're doing the pistol. They're doing wildcat. I mean, they're making you work and get ready to play them. So it's going to be a fun game. But again, we're both in the same spot at 2-1. Both could be undefeated possibly. But I think it's going to be a fun game.
A lot of people see this as one of those old Titans-Ravens-type games. And Rex Ryan, of course, was with the Ravens before he became the Jets head coach. It's going to be low-scoring, physical, and when you have a chance to make something happen on the scoreboard, you got to come through with points.
Yeah, against Rex's defenses, you have to do that. You know you're not going to get a lot of opportunity in a game. He does such good things. He makes good adjustments throughout the game. So, you know, when you have an opening, we have to score. If it's a pass or a run, we have to hurt them. Like last year, we hit him on CJ, the 95-yard run, whatever it was, and we hit a lane and got it, and that made the difference in the game. And this is one of those games just like that, like you're saying. It's going to be physical on both ends. It's going to be hard-earned. Everything you get, you're going to earn it. We just get to limit our mistakes and put some points on the board.
Early Sunday night, one of these teams will be 3-1, the Titans and the Jets from LP Field. Again, kickoff set for 3:05 Central Time Sunday at LP Field. He's Mike Munchak. I'm Mike Keith, and that's this week's Pinnacle Preview.